Vasknarva, Livonian Order Castle Ruins. The origins of these ruins date back to 1349. The Estonian name of the citadel comes from the copper or Vask roof on the order castle that once stood here. The citadel was the center of the Livonian Order's Vasknarva Vokatia and the residence of the Vogt, the administrative office akin to a reeve. The first citadel, intended to serve as a checkpoint on the waterways of Lake Peipsi and the River Narva, was built in 1349 by the head of the order, Goshven von Herik. But Biscovians destroyed it the same year during an incursion. From 1427 to 1442, the Livonian Order rebuilt the citadel in its former location. In place of the old citadel, a four-cornered tower was built with a 3.6-meter-thick stone wall encircling it. The three-story main building that was to serve as the living quarters had large windows and stairs running inside the wall. This 12-meter-high main fortification was 23 meters long and 15 meters wide. The citadel sustained heavy damage in the Livonian War, but it was restored by the beginning of the 17th century. By the end of the same century, the fort must have been either abandoned or destroyed, as it was no longer in use during the Great Northern War. As the base for the Vasknarva Voit's administration, the citadel was great importance in the defense of Livonia. Today, one can see the remains of 3-meter-thick walls and round towers of the imposing fortification, leveled repeatedly and restored in the early 17th century. Vasknarva Citadel was placed under national protection in 1964 and is considered one of the most distinctive defensive structures, a symbol of the state of the art of constructing fortress defenses during a watershed era. Visitors to the Vasknarva Citadel should not miss the chance to look across to Russia on the other side of River Narva.